This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with his Vietnam counterpart Pham Minh Chinh in New Delhi today. The two sides are expected to sign several agreements following the talks between the two leaders. Prime Minister Chinh will also call on President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. Vietnam's PM arrived in India on a three-day state visit on Tuesday. He was welcomed by Union Minister of State for External Affairs, Pabitra Margarita, at the airport. PM Chinh is visiting India at the invitation of Mr. Modi. He is being accompanied by a high-level delegation, including several ministers, deputy ministers and business leaders. Vietnamese PM will receive a ceremonial welcome at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan today, after which he will visit Rajghat to pay tribute to Mahatma Gandhi. PM Modi will also hold a luncheon in honour of the visiting dignitary. The 30th meeting of the Working Mechanism for Consultation and Coordination on India-China Border Affairs, WMCC, was held in New Delhi yesterday. In the meeting, Joint Secretary East Asia of Ministry of External Affairs, Gaurangalal Das, led the Indian delegation, while the Chinese delegation was led by Director General of the Boundary and Oceanic Department of the Chinese Foreign Affairs Ministry, Hong Liang. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry said that the two sides reviewed the current situation along the line of actual control, LSE, with a view to finding an early resolution of the outstanding issues. It said that restoration of peace and tranquility and respect for the LSE are an essential basis for restoration of normalcy in bilateral relations. The ministry said that the discussion at the meeting was in-depth, constructive and forward-looking. Both sides agreed to maintain the momentum through the established diplomatic and military channels. In Uttarakhand, a cloudburst claimed two lives at Gansali in Tihri district as heavy rains wreaked havoc across the state yesterday. A cloudburst also occurred near the Bheem Bali stream along the Kedarnath walking path, causing a landslide that damaged about 25 metres of the path. The temporary closure of the path left nearly 200 pilgrims stranded in Bheem Bali. Emergency services, including SDRF, district police and local officials rushed to the spot following the cloudburst and shifted the stranded pilgrims to a safer site. Heavy rainfall lashed various parts of the national capital, Delhi, yesterday. The rainfall brought much-needed respite to the people from hot and humid weather. The heavy downpour caused waterlogging in different areas, affecting traffic movement. The weather department has forecast light to moderate rain in Delhi during the next 5 days. Delhi government has announced that all schools in the national capital will remain closed today as heavy rains lash the city and its peripherals, leading to waterlogging in many areas. The U.S. Federal Reserve has left interest rates unchanged at 5.25% to 5.5%, hinting that a rate cut might come as soon as September. Federal Open Market Committee, FOMC, the Fed's policy-setting body, ended its latest two-day policy meeting with a decision to hold its benchmark interest rate steady that was set a year ago. The committee, in a statement last night, said that it does not expect it will be appropriate to reduce the target range until it has gained greater confidence that inflation is moving sustainably toward 2%. Legendary Indian cricketer and former coach and selector Anshuman Gaikwad passed away at the age of 71 in Vadodara after losing his long battle with cancer. Gaikwad had travelled to London and returned a month back to continue the treatment in Vadodara. He represented India in 40 tests and 15 ODIs from 1975 to 1987. Gaikwad scored 1,985 runs in tests, with his highest score of 201 coming against Pakistan. He was appointed India coach in October 1997. And he continued till September 1999. In men's cricket, India will take on Sri Lanka in the first one-day international of the three-match series at R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo today. The match will start at 2:30 p.m. IST. Rohit Sharma will lead the Indian team in the 50-over format. Virat Kohli and Shreyas Iyer will be the other notable additions to the ODI squad. In Paris Olympics, shooter Swapnil Kosale will make a bid for India's third medal in men's 50-meter rifle three-positions shooting competition today, while two-time world champion pugilist Nikhat Sareen will hope to inch closer to the medal in women's 50kg boxing. And that is the end of this news bulletin.